the Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Talking during the week, coming into March, and I know it's going to be cold. It's cold now, and it's going to be cold in the early days of next week. But there's a sense of, you know, the new year, the springtime, and maybe going away to warmer climes even for a nice holiday in the near time, but certainly in the summer. Well, the good news is Joe Supple, the holiday doc, is with us to give us advice. Hello to you, Joe.
Declan, very good morning to you and all your listeners.
Good morning to you. What's the trendy places this year?
Well, I'm super excited myself. I mean, there's a few destinations, again, just after being back a couple of weeks from Lanzarote, where the weather really wasn't the best. It was okay, but, you know, a lot of cloud and intermittent sun. So, you know, those days have been guaranteed the sort of winter sun has sort of few and far between. And I've had a couple of experiences like of that through the years as well. You know, a little bit chilly. I mean, Agadir would have been one of my favourite spots to go to. But I just found, you know, sometimes in like sort of January, early February, 18 degrees, cold wind, you know, it's not the ideal thing. So we're looking a bit further afield, and places like Cape Town are still really popular with people. South Africa, you know, you're guaranteed that beautiful, it's in their summer. Of course, Australia, it's a long distance to go for it as well. But one of the big trends for people to go to, hugely popular with the Irish, especially, you know, the celebrity bands seem to be all heading to Dubai. They have been for many years.
What is it about Dubai?
It's absolutely incredible. I was there many, many, many years ago, and I was sort of blown away by the place. You don't know what to expect till you actually get there.
Shiny Las Vegas.
Well, you do. Look, there's a lot of bling.
No soul.
There's a lot of bling, a lot of Rolls Royce, there's a lot of stuff. But there's great place to go there. And again, if you're going to go to Dubai, you want to sort of stay in the marina area. That's where everyone wants to stay. You know, you go downtown, you think, oh, Dubai, I want to stay. You come to Dublin, you want to stay in the city centre, really. You know, that's the way. There, you don't really want to stay in the city centre. You want to stay in the marina where you've got the most incredible man-made beaches, the most glorious sunshine. 30 degrees there at the moment.
Is it really? Yeah.
Sunshine.
Yeah. This is the Palm area.
That's the Palm, exactly. That's it. Yeah. As I said, I was there many, many years ago, and, you know, I'm actually heading there on Tuesday morning, believe it or not. I'm heading off up and away. And I was looking around. There's a place called Ras Al Khaimah, which has become hugely popular in the last sort of, you know, 5 years, and especially in the last 2 years. A lot of people are going there. It's about an hour outside Dubai. But the great thing about there is they've got the most incredible activities, beaches, stuff like that as well. And it's slightly, you know, like slightly cheaper than staying in the centre of Dubai. So, you know, there's a lot of different options for people there. Now, listen, this is hard work for me, Declan, because I'm going on the world's longest zip line. It's 2.83 kilometres and it goes 150 kilometres per hour and you do it in 2 minutes. So I really am taking this challenge on. No text from the listeners now, please, slagging me off. So I do have to do a bit of work. I'm also going to one of the most famous pearl farms in the world when I'm there. Lovely itinerary put together, staying in some beautiful hotels. So I'm staying there in Ras Al Khaimah. I'd highly recommend. I've looked at, there's desert safaris, superb golf courses, and again, you have these amazing 5-star resorts which are literally have those most private beaches and stuff like that. Definitely worth looking at. You can check it out there. As I said, it's Ras Al Khaimah. Now getting there, I was looking at the different airlines. There's direct flights you can get. Turkish Airlines came to Ireland many years ago. None of us knew Turkish Airlines. Are they a charter company? What are they about? Then suddenly they become, you know, they are a huge airline. They have one of the most youngest and modern fleets, 394 aircraft, and they carry about 72 million passengers per year, which is just absolutely unbelievable. It's great. And the new Istanbul airport, I know we spoke about it before, has opened there a couple of years ago. It's the world's largest airport. 6 runways, three planes can take off and land at the same time. Can you believe that? Like, we're waiting in Dublin, sort of, where's my slot gone? Yeah. Not there. It's literally, I think it's every 75 seconds a plane takes off, which is unbelievable. So you can check out turkishairlines.com. Currently at the moment, they're running 14 flights per week. Now, Declan, the reason I'm flying with them, because you go Dublin, Istanbul to Dubai. And again, we've spoken about, you know, when I say to people going to Malaga, why don't you do 2 days in Malaga City and then move down to the Costa del Sol and have your
But
book
you can fly direct to Dubai, can't
you? Can fly direct, yeah, but you're actually doing a saving. I looked at the prices there. In and around, economy about 550. So if you think about it, the flight time is really around the same because it's about 7.5 hours flying with a quick 40, 45 minute stopover in Istanbul. But if you wanted to, you could, if you wanted to do two countries, you could stay in Istanbul for 2 nights and then fly on to Dubai and then you'd do your flight Dubai, Istanbul, Dublin direct when you're coming back on it. And there's no extra charge for that. So if you thought, I want to do 2 nights and I've never stayed in Istanbul before, it's an incredible place to go to, you could do that and then fly on to Dubai and get the beautiful, you know, 30 degrees, which it is there at the moment. But if you thought about two adults, maybe two kids, you're saving yourself about 600 quid going that way. Or if you were thinking about maybe going to sort of the, you know, the business class side of things, it's literally a fraction the price of what you pay with the other airlines. Again, you've got stunning food, business class, full flat beds and the wide body aircraft. And it's a premium service for a fraction of the cost that you would be paying on that. And as I said, there's no extra cost to stop. So you can do that through your travel agent or through Turkish Airlines themselves. But I'd highly recommend it. A lot of people are using it very much for transfers because they've such a huge diverse. I flew there to the Maldives with them before as well, and the difference is just amazing. And also from June, they're currently running 14 flights per week, and from June they'll be going up to 18 flights per week. So it's fantastic flexibility for your travel plans. So if you're thinking about going, it's definitely worth looking at that, definitely worth looking at that route. As I said, even on time wise, you're only literally an extra maybe 45 minutes 50 minutes, even though you're transferring through Istanbul. So anyway, you can check all that out, turkishairlines.com. Now if you're thinking about staying in Dubai, there's loads of luxuries. I'm sure you've seen those programs on the television where you look and go, the 7-star hotels, you know, and all this celebrities and stars and all this sort of thing staying in the place. I came across this lovely product called the Rixos Hotels. I'd seen their product before through the years. They're an award-winning brand, 5-star hotel group. They have luxury lifestyle focusing on the all-inclusive experiences, and they've like huge hotels around the world, and they have a great portfolio of hotels in the United Arab Emirates. And I'm staying in the Rixos Premium Dubai, which is a really, really nice hotel, but it's the only within their brand, it's the only non-all-inclusive. I missed out there, Declan, didn't I? On that one.
Yeah, well, you will make it up to yourself.
I will, because, you know, the alcohol is quite expensive, as we know, over in Dubai, and I have friends who just came back from there as well. But they do have another one called Rixos the Palm. Again, it's the all-inclusive, and we've spoken about this before. A lot of our listeners sort of messaging saying, is it worth going for the all-inclusive? And yes, it is, because if you think about it, you know, with your drinks, your food, stuff that you're going to have, everything is looked after. It can be expensive. Again, it feels sort of strange. You walk into a supermarket in Dubai, and you're like, oh, where's the... There's no off license. So literally you can have drink within the hotel surrounds and the bars within the hotels, but there is actually no real actually separate bars in Dubai. And even if you're a resident there, you get a special permit that allows you to buy X amount of alcohol per month. You can bring a little bit of alcohol in, and I think it's 2 litres or something like that if you're coming. So
does that depend on the guy at the customs or the fella letting you in?
No, you're actually allowed. I mean, I looked it up officially on their website, and you're allowed to bring that in with you, yeah. But I mean, that's where it sort of stops at that stage. You know what I mean? You can't buy alcohol anywhere except for within the hotels or the bars within the actual hotels as well. But look, it's an experience, and it is an amazing place to go to. And of course, it has all these, you know, they're always competing. You know, you sort of have the Abu Dhabi and you have the Dubai. I did a trip to Abu Dhabi many years ago, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And again, if you're bringing kids over, they have the Ferrari Worlds, all these different things and excursions that you can go to. But it's all about getting there and enjoying the resort and enjoying that beautiful sunshine, which again, you know, you can...
It's a very mixed experience, Dubai, for a lot of people. I mean, they see, say, the mothers and grandmothers as well, decked out in traditional Arab dress or Muslim dress or whatever, and their children are straight out of Hollywood with all the gear that goes with being a young person.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're both them walking along the road.
Well, that's it. And you see them in Alton Hajj, you know, like with the Chanel branded stuff and things like that and whatever. Now, there is nice little fancy cars over there. You've never seen anything like it. I mean, the Rolls Royce, the Bugattis, everything that you'd see. It is the glitz and the glamour, and there's an amazing place to go to. And again, the last time I was there, there's a great thing to do because they're Friday is our Saturday because they work on a Sunday. So they do this amazing, you know, like we have, we don't actually have, I think we did have one in Ireland at one stage, you know, the bottomless brunches. So literally it means you pay for that, all your food, drinks are included. I think they open from about 12:30 till about 5 o'clock in the evening. So in other words, you can have, you know, your lunch, your drinks, and, you know, it's all paid for within. So it might be maybe $150 or $200, something like that, which you might think is expensive, but you're getting all this premium food and, of course, your drinks are included, you know. As we always have this conversation, Declan goes, how much is that pint now in your Lanzarote? I said, I found the €1 to €2 pint.
I wouldn't even ask you about Dubai.
Well, you're talking about 15, 20 for a pint.
Yeah.
So it's expensive, like, for the, yeah. But I mean, so I think I'll be having quite a dry little time when I'm over there, you know. I'll have to find some little air watering hole somewhere.
You'll come back much better than you normally come back.
Exactly. I'll be in mint condition. So yeah, I'm heading off on Tuesday. I look forward to coming back, giving you the full report. Hopefully I'll make it through the zip line okay. We have to see how that goes, you know. So, what's the word? Your comments on a postcard.
All right, Joe Supple, thanks very much indeed, Joe.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks, Declan.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi award winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.